Are we letting that go the whole time?
You must be a pussy boy if you get offended.
Whole time, man. We on IG Live this time.
You must be a pussy boy if you get offended.
You think people will like talk and engage with us? And
probably not.
I'll be looking.
Probably not. Too. But you know what? You gotta try new things sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
That's what she said.
Right before she said, "Not that hoe."
No,
not that one.
Ooh, speaking of, I'm about to be a girl dad.
Oh wait, oh that's a terrible transition.
No, hold on, not speaking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's the awful transition.
Speaking of,
that's terrible.
Yeah. I thought that was on point.
No, that was terrible.
Okay, so in the wrong hole.
I'm about to be a girl dad.
Okay, so dad, tell us more about
please.
That, because I still hate the setup.
Expound. Not expand, expound.
We are welcoming the first person into the Summers household.
Mm-hmm.
Her name will be Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Miller name, hot girl.
Mm-hmm.
Last name, Summers.
Let's get it.
Fitting.
You going to drop no bombs on that? No?
Oh, hold on. You're right.
Rollout is trash, bro.
They're bombs.
This rollout is trash.
Bombs. Rollout's trash.
Rollout for Meg is trash.
She
tell us about her.
So she's 3 months old.
Wow.
She's 3 months old. She was born June 7th. She's a Cancer, just like her father.
Mm-hmm.
She is biracial. She's mixed.
Okay.
Just like her father.
Everything is in line so far.
Yes. And she is white. Just like her father.
She is.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Don't do that.
Just literally white.
I'm not giving you that one. I'll give you the other ones.
She is a what they call a teddy bear breed.
But what's her actual breed though?
Okay, so
it's like cockapoo or some shit. Like,
yeah, so we bought a dog, which was one, let's just say it was the longest and most atrocious process
yeah,
of all time.
How did you get there?
Aaliyah applied at least 30 applications of dogs across 3 different states for at least 4 or 5 months.
Oh, so Aaliyah really wants a dog. She's a dog person.
She's been wanting a dog for years. So, okay. You know.
For a year or years?
For years.
Okay, got it.
So she's and I've been very anti-dog.
Yeah, I'm very,
yeah.
I'm with you
and I love dogs. I mean, I'm okay with dogs.
R.I.P. to like that black hoodie you got on.
I know, right?
That's
I
like right.
Yeah. And I'm allergic. But this one's hypoallergenic.
Okay, there you go.
So she had been talking about one, and I said like 5 months ago, like we can go ahead and get one, right?
Yeah, y'all in the house.
Yeah, we got
not
a better,
really traveling more space. Like you used to.
We're in the crib, take care of one.
She got promotion.
We got a you know bigger spot,
yeah.
More room for the dog.
Oh, that's true.
Just go ahead and do it. And she kept just falling down and not getting it. So I was just like, this past Saturday morning, I was like, what do you want to do today? Let's just go to the pet store and just raise the budget and buy one. Because we were trying to adopt one.
But that process is a pain in the dick.
Well, I'm also like over you people who tell you, no, don't buy dogs.
But they don't have dogs?
Yeah. Like, it's impossible.
To adopt a dog?
And they make you put in full applications like, is this your first dog? What do y'all do? Where do you live?
Are you a good human being?
Yes.
This dog
and you can't get one. It's like, give me a goddamn dog unless you want a pit bull.
Yeah,
if you want a pit bull.
They be giving them shits away.
Bruh, they are out there galore.
You know what's crazy?
Grab one.
It's like, that's a lot of fucking work for a dog. I don't think any other country cares this much.
Oh,
dogs.
No.
Yeah, because in other countries, dogs are just walking in the street.
I mean, it's just like...
Some other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Like it's the wildest shit in the world.
Yep.
Like,
they're
can't...
Like real children.
Yeah, they're so actual serious. Children that need to be adopted. Like, and that
paperwork.
Process might be easier than getting a dog.
What do you do?
So we just had to bump up the budget. Had to go get
now,
it.
Now, bump up, what are we talking here? Like... give us a range. You don't have to.
Cheap.
You don't have to tell us how much you spent. But what's the range?
Thousands.
Like tens of thousands.
Low. No.
But
okay.
But adopting a dog would have been much cheaper, much easier.
It's low. Free.
Well, not easier.
You just gotta get the shot.
Low single digits, thousands.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's typical for like.
It's a small dog. I ain't, you know.
Well, it's. I think it's because I even looked up online. I think we paid the top.
Amount.
But it's like Corona in New York, and I think it's just like kind of like it is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
So like you're not the only one that had the idea of getting a dog. Is that what you mean?
Like,
you like the price like going up.
The Corona tax got your ass.
Did you know dogs are becoming emotional support animals now?
That's the thing.
So that's the thing.
And
so you can also they can apparently fly with you for free if they are an emotional support dog.
No, this dog.
No, if
not this dog.
Oh, in general,
if they register as an emotional support dog, they can fly with you for free.
Yeah.
Camera.
Yeah, we on IG Live.
Beth, say hey to Cannon.
Coming through, fucking our shit up.
We live today. So y'all get to see what best comes in.
Yeah.
How long have we been on?
Understand that we are not exaggerating. We're supposed to start at 6 p.m. It is now 6:32.
And is he wearing slacks? 6 p.m.
He's an athleisure.
Oh, okay.
You just gonna critique his whole outfit now?
Sorry.
I've never seen sweats with a zipper.
Back.
This Mike loves to critique my outfit every time I walk into a place. I don't know what that side up is.
Well, we wouldn't do it on the pod if you just got here on time. Exactly. We would have done this in the lobby, and then we would have been good.
We sized you up in the lobby.
Right, exactly.
Been done with it.
So we had a bump of and apparently, I know this was a thing, designer dogs.
Is what y'all got.
It's basically like, I mean, it sounds a little weird. Like, they start kind of designing dogs by just, like, pairing
different breeds.
Yeah, together. So, like, this dog, for the mostly support piece that you were talking about, is actually supposed to be really, really good for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So you need to go ahead and enroll.
Hyperallergenic. Her. Yeah. She loves me.
Yeah.
Affectionate. You met this dog already?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to.
This is my bitch.
Okay.
Literally.
My A1. Day one.
All right.
Already.
Hey, look, this is, I'm going to tell you like I tell my friends.
Real hot girl shit.
I'm going to tell you like I tell my friends.
No, Stu.
Don't give the dog more affection than your wife. That's going to cause some problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I mean,
all right.
I'm not at all wishing any breakups or any kind of bumps and rolls in your marriage, but they got them breakup conversation when it comes to the dog.
Yo, let me tell you.
I heard that's a nightmare.
Two friends who have lost their dogs, the guys who lost their dogs to their ex.
You're not winning that battle.
What pieces do you have? Like, one of my friends, he had an English bulldog in Atlanta. Beautiful dog. I mean, he probably paid some good money.
Man.
But you guys are talking about boyfriends and girlfriends.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We just didn't want to use that word.
The infamous word. We're not going to say that.
We're talking about boyfriend and girlfriends.
Yeah, I get it that the boyfriend and girlfriends have trouble breaking up.
We're here to rear your.
I hear that it's really difficult for the boyfriend and girlfriends to figure out where the dog is going.
We don't want to put that out to the universe, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, this shit's real funny until...
Married people got kids and shit,
it's
bro.
It's real funny until Mike get put out one night.
I know, right?
But you can't take her with you.
But to your question, Stu, about the mixed breed, I think it's a Shih Tzu and Bichon.
Oh, that shit sounds real fancy.
I would imagine
Bichon. Yeah.
Can you breed that dog? You can breed it, can you?
You can breed any dog.
Well, she's getting her stuff clipped.
What's her stuff?
No,
spayed. It's a she. Yeah. She ain't got no stuff.
No.
Well, I mean, they're snipping the ovaries out. God damn.
I don't know the whole process.
That's what happens when you get spayed, right?
But I feel like she's a little hot girl and she's going to live her best life.
Yeah.
So, I'm really opening doors for you.
Not, and if you really want to be on that hot girl shit, well, she's going to start being in heat soon.
Yeah. I don't want to be blocking.
Yeah.
In theory, but not in practice.
Then you got grandkids running around if she ain't spayed.
Yeah. And then they come with periods and everything, and I have no idea what to do there.
Can't be a hot girl when you're pregnant.
Yeah. I'm out now.
I didn't say it was gross. I think it's very natural and beautiful.
I don't want to hear about dogs.
No. For a dog to be on their period is the grossest shit in the world.
Okay.
And they literally walk around bleeding, and they kind of just rub their crotch on the ground.
I was more so talking about her being a hot girl while she was pregnant.
Say it again.
All right.
I was talking more so about her being a hot girl while she's pregnant.
Hold on. We're going to have a podcast.
She won't be in heat.
Eventually, she will be in heat.
No. They've destroyed all opportunity for her to be in heat.
No, they still go in heat.
They've taken away her one goal in life, which was to reproduce.
Reproduce, but she can still want the D.
Bess, have you tried to reproduce?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Have you had sex?
No, I'm a born again virgin.
That is a fantastic answer. Well done, Brandon.
Welcome to episode 56.
56.
Of the So and Be Offended podcast. I am Mike Summers.
Stu Cornelius.
You got me, Bess.
And T. Hughes.
Hey.
You must be a pussy. Oh, love, you get yeah, tripping, ho, trap, yeah. AK 47, full it, load, kill it, folks, yeah, yeah. And I got your bitch, wanna suck my dick, bro, yeah, yeah. Think you need to cuff your hoe, Think you need to watch your hoe, yeah.
Think you need to watch your
hoe. Nigga need to watch your hoe, yeah. All in your bitch, I'm all up in her throat, yeah. I'ma get this money, that way I'm fucking yo, yeah.
That drop didn't go
all
quite
these different bitches, all these different shows. I be rocking bitches like I'm rocking shows. I'm getting money, anywhere go.
I love this song, yeah, by the way.
Big bang roll, blue Honda, you already know.
Blue Honda.
Back in, fully loaded, hey. Get you know. Everywhere I go, man, I be rocking these shows. Cameras up, yeah. Money up, yeah. Sticks up.
We kicked off YouTube yet? We kicked off YouTube yet?
You know, I just thought that I don't care anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It takes us a long time because I have to use YouTube's like algorithm way to pull the music out.
Yeah.
And that takes a while for it to process in the system. So.
Oh.
That's why the one episode took like a week to come out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we had like three offenses that took forever to get fixed.
Someone will be offended.
Right.
Google's like me, nigga.
Right, exactly. I'm offended.
Yeah. I'm dicked. I'm offended. Okay. I'm ready for a glorious episode today. Do we want to dive into breaking news?
It is, right? It's like, it's like when you pull up on the side of the road, it's like, well, y'all ain't came down the street yet. Come on, guys. Exactly. Can't fit through this point. Maybe it's bad to come down this street.
I do always have to cut it mad short. Before we get into the breaking news, can somebody please take away CNN's ability to do breaking news? And a clock.
Take away CNN's whole platform. I don't know.
I haven't watched CNN in years.
Well, breaking news is every time the number of coronavirus is raised to a new whole number. It's breaking news.
Right.
It's not breaking. Yesterday we could tell it was three away.
Now they have a countdown. Oh, no, they have a
countdown to a million.
It's a gauge. It's a gauge about how strong the approaching tornado, hurricane is going to be. So, like, it's still at a level one hurricane. Well, aren't we nervous about level five? Like,
why are we worried about level one? That's normal. It happens every year.
It's a hurricane gauge. Season. Keep on going to bottom. Not today, CNN.
And then the breaking news is new fuck shit that Donald Trump did today.
Oh, CNN, yeah. Stop. That's please stop, one. CNN.
They did a whole series. When I saw it last night, they did a Road to the White House. They had an 8-part series with all different ways Trump is fucked up.
Yeah,
like, immigration.
Roll the fuck shit.
Yeah. They just go through each one. Coronavirus. The economy. It's just literally going through every.
Bro, CNN has to stop.
Who are the people that do like the behind the scenes work for what goes on there? What is that called? Like
the producers.
Is it producers?
You're talking about the people who produce segments.
Who produce like procure the content that they are reporting.
I would imagine some
investigators or journalists.
Let's submit the facts. Yeah. Like, all right, this is the facts for what you guys are
investigative journalists.
Yeah. Like, everybody has to do a little research.
I think that sounds right.
And then you produce a segment. Say, hey, this segment we're going to focus on XYZ, or we got this guest, and this is what we're going to talk about. But everyone has to do a little research, kind of be abreast on what the topic is.
Y'all never seen a newsroom before?
Yeah, I was thinking newsroom.
I've never seen a newsroom.
I was mapping out the whole process through newsroom.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Ain't nobody tired of this shit, though? Like,
Next time you see Janelle, ask her. That's her life. Yeah.
So real breaking news, that probably, that may not be breaking news by the time people hear this, but we're going to get this out fast. We're going to get this out tomorrow, so it's to be breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Stu, I feel like did you actually read the articles?
I think Stu's the one.
I didn't check who she was though. The tweet that we got.
Then okay.
Oh,
there's a verified Twitter account on Twitter, obviously.
Well, tell us the hot gossip.
And hold on. I just want to say that like I don't like this setup because like you're making me the Angela Yee of this podcast.
Yep.
And I don't.
We spread rumors.
This is not the rumor report, and I'm not Angela Yee.
With Stuart Cornelius.
I fucking hate it. I just want you guys to know that. So before I go into this, I just want to make that known. That's number one. All right. So I was on Twitter today, like I am most days, because that's my job. And I come across this tweet from this young woman that was saying pretty much that she found the public record of Cardi B and Offset, whose real name is like Kari something else. Their petition for divorce, essentially. So I sent it to the group chat because I'm like, okay, this is wild. Not surprising, but sure.
Yeah,
so I sent it to the group, and Brandon's upset about it because obviously he doesn't like fake news. It ended up being real news. But yeah, so she filed for divorce in Fulton County in Georgia, which is where most of us lived when we were in Atlanta. And so, yeah, it ended up being confirmed by some of the bigger news outlets that, that she is now filed for divorce from Offset.
And that's basically, it's funny how we find a lot of way to talk about something we don't know anything about.
No, bro, yeah. I was just going to ask some clarifying questions.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did anyone do a little research to find out what the basis for the divorce is?
That's
not out there yet.
I think that's all we know. Yeah. All we know is that one thing.
That's it.
So what does a public record for divorce look like then?
I don't know. It's time to jump to conclusions,
It looks
Brandon.
Like the same thing that it would look like if you were to be arrested for something or arraigned for something.
I wish we had like an analyst or something that can look that up so you can.
Wait, look at it. Trey.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Trey, really like, I ain't the one.
I ain't the one.
An intern this fall.
Best is like, what is it that you do?
Well,
Trey.
If I had to guess, it's infidelity because that's what they had issues with earlier
already.
In the
but is that enough?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you kind of assume
on,
when
depends
you
on
marry
who
amigo.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. But. If you don't have that open conversation with that person,
right.
be like, "That's these are the ground rules," then no, it's not.
But he's recording all his rap videos in a strip club, and you're a stripper.
I completely understand, but she is
former
no longer
stripper.
A stripper.
Yeah,
she made it out.
She is a woman of the people now.
I thought it was like once a kappa, I'm always a kappa. It's not.
No,
people ain't trying to stay in the strip club for the rest of their life. What's wrong with you?
Did you watch me back?
And the funny thing about that, you don't even like going to kappa events. Motherfucker, what are you talking about?
Well, Mike is trying to say you can still be inactive and still be a kappa. Just like you can still be a stripper but not be stripping.
This is my question.
Yeah,
that, Trey.
But you still have
Trey
to.
Feels me.
I smell what you stepped in.
I just want you to know that in any situation in life, when Trey is the person that is representing you, you're down bad. You are down bad.
This is my thing though. With the all right, if the grounds for divorce, I mean, this is all speculation. If the grounds for divorce is infidelity, isn't it? I would imagine, like, okay, you guys have accumulated a lot of success while mm-hmm. you've been together. So naturally, this is going to be a bit sticky in terms of the divorce. You have the kid now. You probably bought some property together. You probably, like,
done
some collaborations.
She bought him that refrigerator full of money for Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't it be easy to just say, like, all right, don't do that no more? Then to get divorced?
I think celebrities, when they get married, they go in with the mindset of like,
I'm going to get divorced.
It's a sunken cost. It's like that comes with it.
No, okay, it makes
most
sense.
That's part of the wedding fee.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I've never been a celebrity, nor have I been married, so I don't really know what the mindset. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, if I'm a celebrity, I don't think I look at marriage as a long-term commitment. Uh-huh. It could be something that kind of boosts
Hold on.
Yep.
But how do you look at it as who you are now? Because I would venture to say it might not differ.
Oh, then I would
actually, if I was a celebrity,
I want to see what the parody is. You know, it's funny.
Sure, I don't think I see. I don't think it's a long term thing right now. You're right.
You spend a lot of time with people. You start to know who they are.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's trying to disguise this under. You know, if I had more money, I might do things. Absolutely the same.
Yo, that's exactly. That's like one of those oldest tricks where you say, "Yeah, I got a homeboy to do." Nah, you talking about yourself?
You talking about yourself?
Right.
I'm a homeboy.
It's me. I'm the celebrity.
Don't see the long term thing.
So go ahead. Go ahead.
Got a homeboy. You know, his girlfriend let him have a threesome. So, you know, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, you know,
it was me.
Hoping.
Right.
And
just want to see what y'all thought about it.
No.
I guess it makes sense, though. I mean, they did it 3 years. I think it did enough for their career. I don't think it can elevate their career anymore at this point. And I think the divorce is going to make things interesting in terms of how it contributes to the art.
Who's the biggest star?
Cardi B.
I would agree.
Yep.
Okay. Then Offset, she's not bigger than Migos, but
there's
three names.
Well, I'm with you on that, Trey.
Definitely bigger than Offset.
Well, that's why I asked the question the way I did.
Well, while we're talking about infidelity, let's go into our next segment.
All right.
They're playing basketball.
Yes. Come here for your NBA news.
Because we've been watching the game.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I have.
Yeah,
actually,
you have. Right. Here we go.
Don't do that. Don't do us like that.
Y'all see that dunk? That was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like one dunk happens every game. Like, you know.
You're talking about the dunk from the dunk contest.
Talking about that dunk from last week.
Boy.
And there is a game all seven tonight. Yeah. But, you know, we're a Gossip Girls podcast, so we're not going to talk about the actual games. We're going to talk about the gossip that is going on inside the NBA bubble.
The fun stuff.
Still, you want to give us the new rumor report?
What the fuck
report?
Is going on? Nah, you got this. Yeah. You're totally capable of handling this, my good man.
So,
okay.
So there was a basketball player.
Okay.
What's his name? Jeremy? House?
Daniel House.
Daniel House?
Yeah.
Plays for the Heat.
He's like fifth Rockets. Or sixth best player on the Rockets.
Is he?
He's important for the rotation.
Okay.
Yeah, he is in rotation, starter. But yeah, he is definitely the fifth or sixth best player on the Rockets. Uh-huh.
He's there, Lou Williams?
Not even, because Lou Williams comes in and makes a difference. Six. I think.
But you said six, so outside of the starters.
Yeah, but
he's like number 6.57.
Okay, not important. Keep going.
Yeah, but I would venture to say when he's in the game, there are people coming off the bench who are making a bigger impact than what
got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So he I guess in the NBA bubble, it was around game 4 or 5. I would say the Lakers were probably up. I think they were up 3-1 at
3-1,
that point.
Yeah,
yeah, they were up 3-1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Daniel House had a visitor into his room who was a coronavirus COVID nurse.
She was she administered the tests for folks.
Yes.
For the families and for the players. Uh-huh. While they were in the bubble.
And she came into his room. Mm. However, he does have authorization to have visitors, authorized by visitors.
Yeah.
But in this case, it was not authorized.
Why wouldn't that? Yeah, I think Trey may have the same question.
Yeah, we're aligned. If she's
we're aligned. Trey's all the way down. Then he got some feelings on this one. Yes, absolutely. And if you would allow me, Brandon,
yes,
I would love to to just share my sentiments.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Trey. Yeah.
Isn't she? I mean, she's been in the bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's safe.
Not coming from the outside. She's safe.
Yeah.
I don't see the
problem. What's the problem?
But it's the rules, Trey.
Maybe the rule was don't fuck any of the employees.
Wait, there's more.
Okay.
He also had a wife at home.
Okay. I mean, it's the rule, don't cheat. We need to decide what the rules are.
Yeah. I don't think don't cheat was in the rules.
It might not be cheating. It depends on what his relationship situation is.
So there's a couple things. So you can have visitors within the bubble. However, they have to go through like it's a very, very, there's a process to it. Your family has to be quarantined for a certain amount of time. They can only come when you make second round of the playoffs. There's just a lot of qualifications to it. They've been OD strict with the rules coming in. Like even somebody who went across the line to pick up some Seamless or whatever food delivery got in trouble starting off because they wanted to be super strict about the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So
that makes sense. I mean, it's worked.
Yes.
So it makes sense.
So he apparently, I mean, she had access to the bubble. So she was allowed into the bubble.
She was in the bubble.
But he was not supposed to have.
She's at work in the bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he and everybody.
They all at work in the bubble. Yeah, he working too?
Well, everybody who's, but to be clear, everybody who's working in the bubble is not living in the bubble.
So that may be the loophole.
Everybody working in the bubble is not living in the bubble.
Okay, but she's safe enough to be administering tests to people?
Correct. That's not the question, though.
I know.
The question is the rules.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying this now
takes on. She's probably the safest person to break the rules with.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he didn't put anyone in danger. Yeah. There's a question of morality, sure.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I'm good with it, I guess.
Yeah.
But Ryan and his wife. So, you know, I don't know.
When it came out.
I don't think any of us are against it.
No. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm with Trey. Like, why is this a big deal? Like, why am I getting sent home now?
He wrote the rules.
Here's the thing. I immediately thought about the guy in the NFL. What team was that who brought the chick in a suitcase to training camp? Yeah, Seahawks.
Yeah.
Brought a chick in a suitcase to training camp. Because, you know, they stay they stay in like.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw the dude that got caught.
Yeah,
how far did they travel?
Not a suitcase. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about a story in college. But she had on a.
Tell us that story.
It's actually one of our Morehouse brothers who did it.
No. Wait. You know you got to tell us that story now.
Yeah, let's pause on this and you tell us the story. What happened with the suitcase?
You guys know what Morehouse brother this is.
That's fine. But like short story.
We can keep his name.
Oh, well, super short.
Yeah,
anonymous.
You know how we didn't have visitation freshman
year.
One of our Morehouse brothers stayed in the ROTC suite. What's that one called?
Maze.
Stayed in Maze before visitation. And, you know, we're in that little parking lot and he's taking this suitcase out the back of his truck. And he's like acting like this suitcase is 300 pounds.
It's probably
because I'm like, bro, what do you got in this suitcase? And he was like, be quiet. Drags up the stairs. We get into his room. He unzips it and she's in the fetal position, comes out.
That is the wildest thing.
Wait, who is she?
Ingenious.
No. Hot boy.
I'll tell y'all about this. Y'all, it's a, yeah, you guys know the chick too.
It's fine.
You don't hurry do up before they get here.
Y'all know the woman too.
Tell me who it is.
It's not your woman.
FYI, guys, just so y'all know, Mike is slick paparazzi.
Slick. He's trying to get all the juice.
Yeah,
he's not getting that juice. But he's not that slick.
And post on Instagram.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead, Trey. What else, how do you feel about this? Like,
yeah,
why
but,
is this
like,
a
but
problem?
The guy who, I think, the guy in the Seahawks, he had the, they had the chick disguised as a player, like put on Seahawks sweats. Like,
yeah,
like,
we've done that.
Everybody knows
that was a college play. Yeah.
Come on, put you in the NFL on. Where everybody's 6'3 and 250 pounds. Right. You thought you were gonna get away with that? Compared to this guy on the Rockets, it.
To be fair, all these people are children.
Like, you gotta
admit,
he's
all young, yeah, young 20s.
Yeah. Like, these are
which
kids.
Is why I further understand why he did what he did.
But that reminds me, you remember a couple days ago, I reached out to you guys. To ask if anyone was watching Hard Knocks on HBO. Mm-hmm. And there was one young lady that kind of caught my eye. And I'm like, hey, does anyone know her?
Huh? Why did she catch your eye?
Dig deeper.
She had this crazy ass, and it's like, you can tell she's kind of working
the
background.
She's crazy ass.
He said she was crazy ass?
No, she had a crazy ass.
That's what caught your attention.
Project.
Okay. So you can tell she's
hold on. Be what? Sure about your answer, sir.
Perfect.
And you can tell she works with the team. So if I'm in a situation where I don't necessarily have access to people on the outside, not to say she's like a last resort or anything like that. I'm saying, like, naturally, I'm going to look internally towards the people who are closest to me I can engage
with. Not that she said that she's a last resort, but she definitely she's convenient is basically what she just said.
Yeah, I mean, it's a convenience factor. I mean, that's life. Like, if I'm at college on campus, I'm naturally going to try to mess with the girls on campus before the girls on another campus because it's convenient. It's a convenience factor. Yeah. I mean, we go to convenience because it's human nature.
And who knows? It might be some baddies that are working in the bubble.
That's what I'm saying. So why is this guy being punished for being human?
One or two. Come on, man. And he thought about his team.
Yeah. You guys should have been his defense team.
Right?
That's great.
Stop me up, man.
Good job.
But I know the Rockets are pissed today.
Yeah. I got their ass whooped. So.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to offseason. They'll figure it out. But
they'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
I don't know.
Trying to figure it out for 3 years.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think luckily they have enough shit to worry about that he's burning up down on the list. Yeah. NBA bubble opened up school. Anything you want to say on that?
They opened up a school inside the bubble?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got to be the coolest fucking school of all time.
Cool. Oh,
everybody fresh. I mean, look.
Yeah. All my parents, rich.
Yeah, the craziest thing about this whole thing is, why are you playing? The NBA is the only entity that's handled the pandemic correctly.
So I'm still with you.
Everyone else failed. All cities, states, entities have fucked this up. The NBA has been killing this shit.
And I'm so with you on that, amongst other things. I can't even really watch the NFL. Like, the NFL just isn't as interesting to me.
No, it's
right
not.
Now.
I tried to check it out, but I think it's because I checked out on the NFL years ago, and so now I just don't have that muscle memory. I'm just kind of like, man.
I feel it. I feel it now.
And then that dumbass video they tried to show, and then they had, like, Alicia Keys singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And it's
I didn't even see it.
Yeah. You don't want to. Yeah. It all feels performative. Like Roger Goodell, I think, like, feels like, oh, shit, I did fuck this up. Like, you know, it is what it is. But he also works for the owners.
Yep.
Like, he signed up to be a pincushion, basically. So, I mean, yeah, he's going to get beat up for a lot of this shit. But, like, now it's just, like, because it's easier to do the shit now, they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because society has been like, oh yeah, this is cool. Black lives do matter. X, Y, and Z. We should be doing
exactly.
And so now, so like, they had the chance to be the pioneers of this shit. They blew it, and now they're just they're being bandwagon social justice people.
Yeah. It just feels whack to me.
It's disgusting.
And I hate it. I hate it for the black players who have dedicated their life to this game. And
Eric Reed don't got a job right now.
Yeah,
what's up? All-time tackles, all-time list of Carolina Panther tackles.
Stu said, what's up? Like you know somebody listed his podcast.
The Panthers. Calling them out, man.
I'm just saying.
NFL, bro.
I'm saying that they're doing one thing, or they're performing one thing and doing something different. And I'm just like, okay, y'all some hoe-ass names.
Yeah.
So, what's that?
Tell them. Wait, I can see myself on the live? I'm going
to
do
if
that.
If you want to.
I hate you.
I did get an email.
I didn't know that was an option.
I did get an email from Matt telling me to try something else to get a better result. So maybe it's not that great. But while we're on,
all right, trash.
Yeah, while we're on IG, Best, can you please?
Yeah, we can hear it.
We're recording a podcast right now.
Unbelievable, boy. This guy.
All right. Calm down, guys. Calm down.
You're right.
You come late. Hello. You're playing your own shit. Right.
Like, disruptive. Get in line, bro.
Put your feet up.
Just want to keep you guys on your toes.
Oh, okay.
While we're on IG, let's get into Boosie. I want to get into Boosie, but
you like you want to get into Boosie.
So you all, yeah, because you real sus today. You all know how this went down, right?
Basically, I actually have no idea.
He lost his page.
About.
So
and he wants it back.
So Lil Boosie lost his page because he has been warned, and I have a friend that works at Facebook that has been the person that has to warn him about all of the things that antics that he's been doing on his IG page. Now, this is different than what Tory Lanez was doing because he was working with Instagram for it. Mm-hmm. So it worked. Like he like tailored it to just be on the line and not cross it.
He knew the rules.
He knew the rules and he operated within those rules. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Boosie, you know, he was it was the Wild West. He was doing whatever and just like, fuck it, what y'all gonna do? And they had to take that shit away from him, man. And so they shut his page down. He can't log in, and they also froze that handle, so like no one can get.
What was it called, Bootsy?
Whatever
he had.
Let's whatever his IG was. But Porter News broke. He did post this some weeks ago.
He was asking, begging.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberger.
It's Bootsy, man. Put my Instagram back on. I don't know what I did, man.
He knows what he did.
Don't do this to 2020.
He knows exactly what he did.
I'm on my OnlyFans live right
don't
now.
Do it 2020.
Mark Zuckerberg.
He ain't even get signed to Abe, man.
He got it wrong
you
twice.
You cannot do this to Instagram in 2020.
And his boy recording it saying,
whatever I did, my bad. I don't even know what I did.
He knows what he did.
Come on. I just want to make that clear.
Mark Zuckerberg, hit me right now.
Zuckerberg.
He got more important things to do than
I'm on OnlyFans live.
Yeah, B, you.
Took my Instagram.
But he's like genuinely sad that he doesn't have this.
Yeah. I mean, but come on. Look, he had two women perform.
Yeah.
And this was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
At this point.
What's the cunnilingus on one another?
Yeah. On IG Live. You could have called it.
Yeah.
I mean, could have called it.
So he snatched it. He's been warned several times. It's not like, this is not like, oh, you don't know what the consequences are. We didn't tell you.
Yeah.
No. They told Son. Yeah. Several times via email, on phone calls, on text messages, like, yo, you got one last try.
You got chill, B.
And he blew it. Man. And they were like, all right, well, Adam Mosseri.
I just want to know, can somebody tell Boosie that the $100,000 he offered is peanuts to a giant?
Yeah, do you know who you talking to? Like,
you peanuts to him.
Damn. The guy gives away $1 billion a year. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's trying to get in the club.
Gives away. It's like offset all the money he's making.
Yeah. Boosie's like, Boosie's you can always get in the club.
Hit me up. That's it.
It's like somebody tell Boosie that what is it, Fat BD is greasy? It's like, because Boosie, that's not, you can't keep on breaking the rules, brother.
Nah, dog.
Not aggressively.
Yeah, it's like, I got this one
aggressive, cousin. Non-aggressive. Yeah, so Boosie just breaking rules.
Yo, so I got this one cousin that keep getting arrested back home in South Carolina. Just stay, but with misdemeanors. And every time I've seen him get arrested like probably three times. And every time he like, man, why y'all keep doing me like this?
I'm brother,
like,
dude, at this point, I don't think they're doing you like
this. Yeah, no. You're doing yourself like
you yourself say, this. Every point, time it's like, why y'all keep treating, bruh, stop doing wrong shit and they won't treat you like
it's really not hard.
It's like, bro. I don't know what happened. No, bruh, you know what happened.
It's like when the police come to your house, you're like, they're like, damn, you again? Shit.
Yeah.
You know you fucking up, bro.
Or the cops come and you ask, what's the issue?
You know.
Chances are, you know the issue. You know why we're here.
Hey, yo. I want to the sidebar on this real quick because we were talking about the kids in school, like all that during the bubble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yo, you seen Drake white ass son with cornrows? How'd it make you feel?
And he's in the bubble too?
No, he's not.
Y'all ain't gonna come on this podcast about racial shame.
No, we're not doing that.
He's super biracial.
But he's not biracial.
I think that kid is definitely biracial.
He's a quarter black.
He's a quarter black.
Actually, it's not the same.
He's a quarter. It's not half and half.
It's not quite the same. You see what I'm saying? Like,
that is actually a good point.
Like, if you can pass so far, like, Mike's a black man.
Yeah.
You can just tell. As soon as he opens his mouth.
Right. As soon as he opens his mouth.
Even though he has that creepy ass LinkedIn profile picture.
Right. That looks
Mike's a nigga.
Guys, I think Mike is dressed like a black guy. Yeah. But if he's dressed like a white guy, he can definitely pass.
If he really wanted to.
Yeah, Mike could pass.
Strip me down.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna strip you down. You'll kick your clothes on.
Yeah. Maybe.
Just close all behind doors.
But this kid is
unmistakably
110%.
I don't agree.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
the picture though with the corn.
No, have you seen the picture?
No, I have not.
Oh yeah, you gotta see the picture.
I have seen the pictures.
The picture looks like Carl from Shameless.
Where is it? A couple things out.
He posted it. It was his first day of school picture.
A few things out. He looks like he has like a dash of albino.
He might grow into it.
He still looks like a black kid. He just likes his very fair
skin.
Does
he look like a black kid, Michael?
He does. He looks like.
Oh no, I know a bunch of black kids who look like this.
Let me see. I don't.
Like ones that are fully black.
It's
too.
Just very.
He's albino.
I don't.
Oh, he's not.
He's a mild case of albinism. Is that the word?
I don't know.
That is?
I don't know the word albinism.
Yeah, albinism. Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all so down a couple the hill if y'all want to.
So even myself. Like I will have like a
much
my skin is darker, but it's like a white person's undertone.
You saying me too?
No. But I'm saying like there's,
you know what my rule is.
His tone,
black mama, you black,
you black. Oh yeah,
that's my
you
rule.
Barely made it, bro.
That's my rule because boys especially are close to their mom. You gonna pick up all that shit from your mom.
But black dad is such a prominent one too.
It might be.
Yeah,
you might be.
But
if you're around that generation, Mike's dad's generation, yeah. Not really around.
I grew up with more black daddies and white mamas.
Well, good for you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right, exactly.
That was the norm back then.
You mean daddies were there, fam? Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Grew up in the 60s?
I don't know shit about that.
I'm also like sensitive to like biracial developmental years.
Yeah, you tell us. That's why I'm bringing it up. I know it's a passionate conversation for you.
It's
wearing a Joe Fresh Goods hoodie and a Nipsey Hussle hat.
Right.
Can't get no blacker than that.
No.
He black as hell.
We know.
Black as hell. He ain't wearing Patagonia vote the assholes out.
Like this kid's black.
That kid's black?
This kid's black.
I will choke you out
black.
Right now.
Kid's black. Kid's black.
He's definitely black.
All right. This is a great way to segue.
Yes, please.
And
this blonde ass curl pattern. I'm gonna fuck you up, man.
From our,
it's a common thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're gonna do a music break, but when we come back from the music break, we're gonna get into our new nasty segment.
I don't like.
Oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I don't like how you
said. Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't look at me when he said it, but
that's why I like how Mike has said anything today. Like he was talking about one thing, he kept like getting lower. And
yeah,
lower.
I don't like it.
Like, that's magic, bro.
That's the white side, man. Fight it.
All control when you grab a hold and you do your trick. I love it when you lick it.
Where is John?
You got lock and key.
Just leaving, destroying my segment. I know it was a great intro into my segment. Nah, okay. everybody's going to the bathroom now, huh?
Man, they don't care about production.
Nobody care about the. That's all right. It's gonna be a holdover song.
Stu's gonna be a participant in this segment.
You think it's gonna be a participant in the nasty segment?
You get.
We can wait on.
I think we gotta call it.
No, this is a nice little Spike Lee intermission.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's just like
I'm ready to get into the nasty.
This is where we like cleaned up the house or something.
Ready to get in that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I love a good black movie random intermission.
Just like these are from black movies.
I actually think Spike Lee did leverage the same sample from this song on He Got Game series for Netflix. I think he did do that. But wait, in general,
there was a He Got Game series on Netflix. How did I miss that?
I missed that too.
Not He Got Game. Do the Right Thing.
There was a Do the Right Thing series.
What? How?
Are you talking about She's Gotta Have It?
She's Gotta Have It.
The name sound, yeah.
The thing is, Beth knew it the entire time.
You knew what it was.
I did, though.
Yeah, right. I did.
He was just trying to like an asshole.
That was an asshole move. You know somebody struggling, but you want to just see him keep struggling.
Exactly. Yeah, mama. Then he opened up him. I'm going to wait a minute.
You're the goddamn series they got.
You can't find your keys. You can't find
them. You made me go through every Spike Lee series right now.
Check in the kitchen drawer. In your pocket.
Okay. All right.
All right, come on. Let's get with it.
Fucked up my whole.
But I've done my good deed for today. There was a girl on the train who apparently lost her phone. So she wanted me to find my iPhone for her so she can find it. Yeah, and I was like, whew, I don't got a lot of apps on my phone, baby. But apparently I had that app on my phone, and she found where her phone was. She's like, oh, I think somebody stole my phone. I said, maybe they put it somewhere. She's like, so where is Fulton? I said, you go up top of the steps, talk to the lady in the booth.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it was.
Okay. I don't know where her phone was. I'm just saying, okay. I'm getting on my train.
Yeah. What a terrible fucking story. That was a bad story.
And the app comes installing your
phone.
That
was just a bad story. Yeah, it's an Apple app.
That's it. That's as far as I can take you. All I got for you, sweetheart.
Okay. Welcome to our freaky segment.
Call it nasty segment. How did we get freaky?
It's nasty, nasty segment.
I might be the one of them.
I need a second song, a next second song, and name freaks. Okay, let's get straight into it. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew,
injured.
Andrew Gilliam.
Andrew.
Yo,
Andy. So Andy came
Andy,
out
don't
as
you call him Andy.
You're right. It sounds like you know him personally. You don't know him.
I thought it was Andy.
No, you didn't.
Andy came out as being bisexual, correct? Mm-hmm. So let's back up a little bit. He got, what, busted? Is that the right word?
He got busted by his wife.
But no, he didn't get busted. He there was an emergency and he had to call the ambulance.
Well, someone called the ambulance.
Someone called the ambulance.
He was unconscious.
We're talking about the original.
Yeah.
The original.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where it went down.
Yeah.
Boy, that was like a wild night. That's all I can say about the photos.
They had fun, though.
Yeah. It sounded like he got busted by another man that was in their room, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Shit could have got out of hand.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that one alone.
But Patty and Gladys got best gossip in life.
Right.
Let me just say.
Take off my shoe real quick.
Look, I took one look at that picture. I knew what time of night he had.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like.
Get whole breakdown, Stu.
All right, so what was that? Maybe like 5 or 6 months ago?
I mean, it was pre-quarantine. So
I didn't But it was definitely this year. So at the top, first quarter of this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
within January and February, Andrew Gilliam was caught, but. Police responded to someone
a distress call of one
gentleman that was unresponsive in a hotel room in Miami. And it just so happened that the other person in that room with the unresponsive person was the mayor or the
mayor
of
Tallahassee.
Mayor of Tallahassee ran for governor.
He was the gubernatorial candidate.
Yes, gubernatorial candidate.
Very close. Uh-huh. He got very close.
Rick DeSantis, I believe.
I love that word.
I mean, he had 49-48%.
He was almost the governor of Florida.
I believe,
Would have been a very big fucking deal.
I don't think it was 48. I think it's 49 change.
He was close. He was close.
Black governor of Georgia.
Black governor of Florida. Yeah, that's pretty big. So yeah, bombing on the floor, drugs at play.
Is he from your alma mater?
He did go to Morehouse, didn't he?
Your or ours?
No.
Did he go to fam?
You guys said that. I mean, somebody said that.
He looks like
that.
A fam guy, though.
Did he go to fam?
Like,
did he go to
Morehouse? Guys want to take credit for everything. Every black guy that went to college should not go to Morehouse. He went to FAMU.
I'm pretty sure he went to FAMU.
I was asking.
FAM can have him.
No. I'm pretty sure he went to FAMU.
Trust me.
It was a question.
You're not clawing.
You're good. You got him.
Y'all got him, fam.
It's good.
You're not trying to. This ain't the draft.
This was the draft. Yeah, right.
We're straight.
You got him.
Thank you. We don't need any more shit, by the way. Morehouse doesn't need any more shit. Yeah, great.
All right.
I think he was kind of on some level trying to salvage his political career after that event, and he had to be forthcoming in terms of that stuff, and it sucks that he had to do it in this manner. I'm sure he wasn't ready to do that. I'm sure he probably wouldn't have done it at all had he not been caught on that unfaithful night. Hey,
so let's think about this. So Andrew Gillum gets caught in a hotel room
with blow.
Yeah,
I think that was
cocaine.
There was also pills.
There were a ton of pills. I think there was some meth. Now, I personally still think that a lot of that, a lot of the layout was kind of staged. But it is what it is. You're caught now, bro.
It did look staged.
The optics were bad. Yeah,
it looked bananas. It's like, this doesn't even look like a. How do you approach this night? Like, how did it get
so,
here?
Let's just sprinkle cocaine around.
Wait.
It was like a cocaine fairy.
Do you all have like trusted white friends that really party?
I don't trust my black friends.
Oh, I do. I have plenty.
But black people don't party.
I don't have a ton of partying friends. I have like a lot of like my friends. Oh,
okay.
Bougie. So.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about Rangers. To these two,
no.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, that's like, how I became.
Do you have that like Fred Durst like character or the Kid Cudi type friend?
You might die if you try to.
That's the type of shit that they be on. So like, I'm not surprised.
No,
it would be like shrooms and some other shit.
No, I'm with Bez. I'm not surprised that all this stuff was there. The way it looked and laid out, and it was just
strange.
Yeah, right next to the bed with like an open pill case. Close the goddamn pill case when you're done.
Wait.
You know what's really interesting about this? When Mike is high, he can't fucking function. You're talking about closing a pill case?
One, I have never been high.
Five. Ever in life. When anyone's drunk. Have you ever been in a situation where you come home, you're like, where the fuck are my keys? Where is my phone?
Yeah.
Where is whatever? You talking about closing a pill case? Like, you're not doing that. You're not doing that if you're half asleep.
Let me tell you something.
You're definitely not doing it when you're drunk.
I have neatly tucked my shoes under my car and walked into the house.
Thinking it was your coffee table.
Woke up the next morning like, where are my shoes? They are neatly tucked, pushed together under my driver's seat.
I've been so high.
Ever since I got out the car, took my shoes off, pushed up. Can't explain it.
But
there's
for
no logic.
Them,
so
but
a spilled bottle.
Hold on. I'm with Bess because for them it was every single thing was that, and it was only drugs. It was like there's no McDonald's.
Right.
Nobody got Papa John's.
Like, spill no French
fries. Wait. Hold on.
It's only drugs.
I've been faded enough that I can tell you that I haven't eaten. Yes, that happens on the worst kinds of nights. And I can tell you that I've been high enough times to forget to take the keys with me to leave outside of the house. I've been high enough to come in my house with the keys and leave the keys in the door.
I've definitely done that on multiple occasions.
For hours. I think you're giving them way too much credit. It's not staged.
No,
don't be paranoid.
No, people don't
pay attention to shit when they're inebriated.
However, the spilt bottle was the only thing that looked, it was right next to him.
Something's not right here.
Almost, it looked like an ad.
Oh, no,
like,
hold on. Hold on, so this is the picture.
Y'all are the worst.
This is the picture.
Come on now. That's not even...
There is a bottle of pills... Hold on. Let me describe it. There's a bottle of pills standing up next to the bed.
That might as well be the remote.
That is surrounded by pills. It is standing up.
It fell. The pill bottle was open.
Well, there's also another pill bottle laying in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
There is a... I guess it's the blood pressure...
insulin monitor.
No, I don't even think it's insulin.
And are those balled up drugs?
It's
a scale. So the scale is supposed to indicate that you're doing so much drugs that you have to weigh it.
That's not a scale. That's the thing that they use to control the blinds and the other shit in the room.
Okay.
But that looks like it goes around your arm.
And so there's a balled up drawers, right? Are those balled up drawers? About right there.
I'm guessing. And what?
This is not good for the listening audience.
You think this is ball of draws?
Yeah, that's a man thong. Not a man thong.
I don't want to know. It could be a ball.
No,
gag.
The listeners want to know what it is. Is what the listeners want to know.
I know.
It looks like a wild night.
It looks staged. Is what
it looks
staged.
Like. I agree. I mean, everything on that side of the bed. Yeah. I'm not saying that he wasn't having a wild night in this room with some company. But I'm saying that this situation looks staged. So maybe he got set up. Now, if this scenario forced you to have to come forth and come in, because you probably think about it.
Because he didn't say more, like, that this was staged. No, he didn't.
He could have said if it was staged.
He also has the resources
to fight against that, by the way.
Yeah. Now, if it is staged, then that's one thing. But what you also have to be able to do is, how do you spin this? So walk us through the night. Like, how do we settle to the people? How do we redeem you,
really
you wanna, from
you really
this
be
night?
Walked through
I guarantee
night?
No. I'm saying, like, I mean, you don't have to tell me. I'm not saying from an attorney. I'm not asking you, did y'all do these drugs?
I'm telling you.
Is what they're saying happened or not? What I'm saying is, if that didn't happen, then tell me what did happen, and you need to be able to clearly walk me through the night. He probably wasn't able to do that, so we have to say, sir, you gotta say you like different drugs.
Because he was passed out too.
So,
but hold on, who was the other guy that was with him? Why has he not
come
out and said anything?
Because he probably ain't nobody.
None of this is the topic.
You can make some money.
I mean,
this is the topic.
I'm trying to figure out where else you were trying to go with this.
You're trying to say, where's Olivia Pope?
No. What I'm saying is, hey.
Not for
Andrew,
no mayor of Tallahassee.
She's not taking that job.
No. She's also fucking the president. It's a little different.
Yeah. Need a bigger check, bro.
Right. Mayor of Tallahassee.
I think in this scenario, Andrew came to the realization that, hey, there's no other way to spend this. I have to say that I like sex with men.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's unbelievable.
Even if.
You can't walk your way, but you can't walk yourself off the
You gotta admit to something.
Yeah. You gotta admit to something.
That picture is just.
You can say, hey, I was with some people. Hey, I trusted them. Hey, you know, maybe they slipped under my drink.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to be willing and able to bring charge against someone who, I don't know if you call that sexual assault. I don't know what the charge would be.
I don't know if you went that far.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to walk through all these different scenarios, and it comes to, like, hey, you gotta say you bi, bro.
Okay.
Hey, man.
And here we are.
There we go.
Now you bisexual.
Any other thoughts?
And here we are.
One more. So okay. I was watching this show last night. What Would You Do? You ever watch that?
Nickelodeon
show.
I can get the premise of it.
I remember there was a show. It was Mark Summers, though.
No.
What would you do?
What
this is a very family.
Yeah, that was my shit.
This is a very family oriented
song, though.
That was family oriented song.
I see.
Great show, by the way.
It was.
They basically create these, like, weird situations to see how people respond.
Mm-hmm. And, is it like a hidden camera show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yesterday's was a guy coming out as bi at his table to his two friends, like a teenager guy.
Oh, shit. Teenager.
Yeah. And
how did that go?
Exactly. And his friends were like, we don't believe in bi. If you're gay, then it's cool. If you're...
it's okay.
How
are
you going to tell somebody that told him... It's like, yeah, I'm bisexual. We don't believe in that.
They saying, quit playing.
But they're like, the bisexual
What do you like more? What are you doing?
It doesn't exist, bro. Yeah. It doesn't exist.
Uh-huh.
You're lying to us.
What? Now, can I ask the racial makeup of this group of friends?
All white.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
All white. Mm-hmm. And it would be in a diner, and the people around it would respond. And they're like, hey, do you think people can be bisexual?
Oh, they
chime
them
into the conversation.
Or did they just jump in?
Both.
But they're actors, though. They're actors.
So a lot of times people jumped in. If they didn't, then they pulled them in.
Got it.
And sometimes,
just to understand the scenario.
Yeah.
Who are the actors? Are the actors the three teenagers having the conversation? Or the actors, the people on the outside?
No, the actors are the three teenagers.
Okay.
The three teenagers consist of...
Yeah, see, I was understanding it correctly
one,
at first. Yeah.
One boy... Who is coming out as bisexual,
mm-hmm.
and who was straight, is coming out as bisexual to his two friends, one guy, one girl, who in one scenario, they do two scenarios. One scenario, both of them are straight. The I don't know if it's the right word or not. The other scenario.
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual, gender nonconforming.
Okay.
They're cis. Yeah.
Right.
Man, that's a mouthful.
I know it's a lot.
They're cis.
No pun intended.
It's a lot.
That's a mouthful. No pun intended, though. No.
The other scenario, the guy is gay. The guy friend he's telling is gay.
Yeah.
But in both scenarios, they both don't agree with being bisexual.
Okay.
Got it. So they had diversity of thought, but they weren't fucking with the bisexual aspect of it.
Yeah, they were like, you're lying. Yeah, you're lying, bro. You're gay.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about this? What's interesting about this is that if you told a woman that you were bisexual, you remember the episode of Insecure?
Yeah.
When the guy was like, I'm bisexual, and she was like, no, you're gay.
Did he say he was bisexual? Or he said he had sex with a man before.
He said he had sex with a man, but he talked about being bisexual.
Oh, okay.
He's like, no, you gay.
Yeah. I mean, very dismissive. We're not quite there yet.
But nobody, yeah.
We're not there yet. Where that is widely
men aren't not allowed, but like in most scenarios, society doesn't see men specifically. As fluid as women can be in their sexuality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure out if Andrew Gillum is really gay, or he's just bisexual.
But I mean, or is he really business. Just gay?
I say, bro. Yeah, whatever you like, bro. We'll get your
go
rocks
ahead
off.
And live,
yeah,
man.
Do your thing, bro.
I ain't mad at you.
Well, next up on the nasty segment.
I hate this.
Oh, we
segment.
Got another one.
Yeah. I like this segment. Can I host this segment?
Odell Beckham.
Woo! Boy.
Stu.
No. I want no parts of this.
I don't have enough.
I don't want no parts of this shit.
I know the track.
All right, so I'll give a little background on this one.
All right.
Come on, man.
I knew that's going to step up to the plate.
Tee us up.
I did.
I actually didn't read the link, guys. Sorry, I was a bit busy. But it sounds like Odell Beckham.
Snicker ain't doing shit. He's not doing shit.
It sounds like Odell Beckham likes to be defecated on. He like shit on,
yeah,
right?
That's what defecation is.
Apparently there was old girl. So old girl was the same. So she was on the same old girl that we talked about previously. The girl who sucked off the NBA players.
The Suns.
Oh, this is the same girl?
No, yeah, so she was on her podcast.
She was hosting.
She was hosting a podcast. So this girl comes to her podcast.
Somebody baby mama.
Who's?
Somebody famous baby mom.
Yeah. The woman that is speaking about what Odell likes. She's someone's baby mama.
Okay.
Someone else.
Someone
in the
league?
Someone famous. It's like Chief Keef or somebody.
Well, tell us the rumors.
So she heard. She heard through.
I don't know if she heard or she was.
Or she seen it.
She was taking a squat.
Huh?
It sounds like she took a squat on Odell's chest.
Well, that's what she made it sound like.
Really?
She made it sound like either she knew through great authority or it was her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't personally like to kink shame.
Kink shame?
Yeah, kink shame.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody has their thing. Yes, yeah, but that's one that I... There's some that I can be like, all right,
people
I can
been
get that.
Really trying to get after Odell Beckham for whatever reason. I don't know what it is. The people have really, no pun intended, try to shit on this guy.
Bro. Like, the old girl with the pizza and the cocaine.
That's crazy.
They stay after
the pizza
her, man.
And the cocaine. Like, the baseball bat shit. The hair thing. Like, people don't like that guy.
He hasn't responded.
Odell, man.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, he had fun with it. But
he did respond.
I mean,
what
did he say?
Let's just play the interview. Let's play the interview for a second.
Right. Look at you, Pre-Pro.
Okay.
No, that's.
Yes, he loves to be on.
Woo!
Okay, that was my first time ever. I never
did it.
You actually did it?
No, I actually couldn't.
It's not.
Okay, I couldn't.
I don't think I could.
It was a seer face.
I couldn't either. What the
f*** did I do? That was something like I'm a wild ass. I could do some freak shit. You know what I'm saying? But the shit.
You can't just do that to me like on spot. What?
Like, shit. Okay, he wanted me to come on a plane. And he was like, make sure you don't have any underwear. Don't take a shower for 24 hours. I'm like, damn, what the f*** on? But he was like, take a picture. This is how I got flown out. He was like, take a picture of me. You shit. I was like, all right.
Do that. So I took a whole video, bitch.
Okay. Yes, he loves to be on.
That's it. Woo! She took a video of her shitting.
Why is the shade room trying to act like they have decorum by the right and shit?
Like they ain't got a whole sexual porn section.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm kind of with on a don't fetish shame joint. Like if that's your thing.
But I'm also on some like I don't know.
I mean,
Odell could have any.
That's why
that
she's not cute.
Of all the girls,
but, we've also talked about how like
have you guys not realized
once they're in the circle, it's a wrap. Like they, you remember we had a
no.
Here's
do y'all not see them trying to tear down your black kings?
Well, I don't know what her race is.
I'm not going with Odell being a black king.
How was Odell's season looking so far? I know we all watching football, but y'all tell me what y'all
think. It's been one game. Relax.
Oh.
It's been one game.
But Bess didn't know that, though.
No, he didn't.
There's been a lot of sex shaming against black kings in sports lately.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, hey, God, look, it's the age of fame, so shit, you can say you... When she shat on someone's chest. It.
She's the chick who shat on
we
Odell's
wouldn't hear
chest.
From this woman otherwise. Yeah.
Go do your thing.
She's not cute.
Get your bag, baby. I don't knock your hustle.
I mean,
she got a lot of views.
She ain't ugly, though.
No.
I mean, I get it.
Because what I thought when she said that was, okay,
If she tries to shit on me, I kick out my house, though.
Yeah, her. But I'm thinking, because I play devil's advocate a lot in life, right?
Shut up.
So I'm thinking, like, okay, is there a woman that I would allow?
Absolutely not.
Like some celebrity crush that I have. Like, would I let Nia Long?
Absolutely not.
Or?
Absolutely not.
No, you go shit in a toilet like regular people.
Absolutely not.
And then you shit in a toilet.
But I went to that thought process.
And then you come back to me and you show me some goddamn respect.
Right.
That's what you do.
You go home, you shit, you shower, and then you come back over here. You don't be shitting around me.
You can't respect somebody.
I don't believe in shitting around me.
Okay.
At all.
At all?
No.
Yeah. Tell her how you tell
it, bro. Hold that
shit in.
Talk your shit, brother. Ain't no shit going on.
I don't believe in the whole, like, you know,
help yourself.
We comfortable enough to poop around each other? No, thank you. No,
I'm kind of with you on that. No, there's no open door policy with me.
Oh, I don't play that game.
No.
Oh yeah, you can't take a shit in my crib. Yeah.
No,
unless you're staying overnight.
But I do understand. I do understand that you are my wife, that you live with me, and you have to use the bathroom as well.
I have normal bodily functions just like you.
Yeah, I do understand that. I'm not brushing my teeth while you shitting next to me.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's nasty. Okay.
All right, so no fetish shaming. That's what we came to.
No fetish shaming.
Whatever you into. Go ahead and do it.
Very quick, 30-second
break. You got to get that NDA sign, bro.
To go.
You got to get that NDA sign.
He got you, bro.
Like if you're
a celebrity.
If you got resources, bro, I'm sure there's an app where you like, go ahead, sign with your finger, hit the accept, boom. Yep. DocuSign some shit, goddammit.
Because the chick's recording you.
This is why Derek Jeter is the coldest celebrity of all time. You ain't never heard shit about Derek Jeter.
And you know he done did some shit.
You know he done did some shit. Mm-hmm. But you never heard about any.
You can't throw LeBron James in that same.
Oh, LeBron got.
Wait, he was getting his dick sucked in the bubble. You hear about this?
No, but not by
LeBron getting dick sucked in the bubble.
Not by Savannah.
Where did you hear this?
Obviously not.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake.
Damn, I believe that.
Fake.
I think
spill the tea.
I think that there are certain people that get passes because they're important. Like, all the bad shit about Michael Jordan came out after.
Yeah, his gambling.
I think after all of this.
I want to recalibrate a few things.
Calibrate these nuts. I'm gonna tell you. So ain't shit going down.
I firmly believe that LeBron.
All of them niggas, Maverick. All of them motherfuckers.
I do firmly believe that LeBron is not and has not been the immaculate husband and father that we all
absolutely not. I want
to
be clear.
And I think everybody has somebody who thinks they know something of some girl that fucked LeBron.
I didn't say fuck, though. But go ahead.
LeBron got a couple NDAs out, I'm sure.
You think Savannah tripping over some head, though? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to believe that.
We're playing a long game, baby.
My Cardi and the offset guy, I'm like, yo, are we playing a long game or it's short term? Okay, cool. If it's short term, it's short term.
What I am more likely to believe is that LeBron isn't putting a ring in jeopardy because he wanted some head right now.
I think LeBron is better. I think he's better at covering up his instance, shit. That's what I think.
No, I think in this instance, there's no way. I also don't think he's cheating right now. I think he's probably focused. Got shit out of his system. Probably. I could be wrong.
I don't think he's been perfect. I think he's probably developed. Let me tell you something. If it was LeBron James and not Daniel House, LeBron James is still going to be in the bubble, and we ain't telling nobody because our ratings go to shit if he gets sent home.
LeBron and Bale
cover it up.
It's never happening. Or they cover it up.
It didn't happen.
Mm-mm. That's all I'm saying. I'm more likely to believe that. That's all I'm saying.
Get your ass out.
All right.
I bet.
You old non whispering it.
Trey.
Yeah. Trey. I hear you, nigga.
Non
turn the motherfucking music up.
Just plays, man. Quick break before we go into our.
Oh, thank you for not playing, man.
Cheer.
To 9/11 segment.
With World Trade. Birthplace of Michael Jordan. Home of Biggie Smalls. Rockefeller headquarters. Ladies and gentlemen. Killer Cam, Young Hope is definitely in the building. Brooklyn. Harlem World. Stand the fuck up. I'm Marcy Projects, hallway thorderer. Pure coke copper, get your order up. I bring them to Baltimore in the Florida Explorer. But it's gonna cost you more if I gotta get them to Florida.
All right, so before we go to this next segment, one
this is never coming out now.
What?
Stop playing Jay-Z songs. Oh. His actual legal shit is written in the algorithm. Like, Google's like, we are not getting sued by Jay-Z.
Definitely not Jay-Z.
Not going down. No, we are not giving him any more money.
You could probably get some Juice World in there or something.
Oh, all day.
You know, Trippy Red or something like that.
This is actually a thing because all the other stuff that you play, especially like the low key down south stuff, they don't give a shit about that. But Hov, yeah, they enforcing that.
Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to get into... So 9/11 one. Just a quick moment of silence I think we ought to respect the 9/11. Okay.
I didn't have a moment of silence at the end of the podcast.
Well, hold on.
It doesn't matter when you do it.
Moment of silence happened. But what we want to get into, and I want to get that respect before we get into the topic, is All Buildings Matter was trending on 9/11.
Who came up with that? Is this very creative?
Michael Che.
Michael Che, yeah.
It's part of his stand-up.
Michael who? No, I'm like, oh, shit, you did say that. Damn, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a good stand-up.
It was a good bit that he did.
Mm-hmm. It just matter. It just, I mean, it's the realest shit in the world, especially in this climate.
Does it matter more than your building? Does it matter... It matters.
I think you're about to play it, aren't you?
Yeah, that's fine.
That was a great bit.
Let's go and play it.
That's all. Matters.
Just matters.
Don't matter. That's not what they say. That's not the argument. They hit you with that slick shit. Like, well, all lives matter. Really? Semantics? That would be like if your wife came up to you and was like, do you love me? And you were like, baby, I love everybody. What are you talking about? God's creatures. What are you saying? Why do black people always have to get over shit so quickly?
Thanks, black lady.
Right? Why do we always gotta get over shit? Every time we bring some shit up. Slavery. Oh, that was 400 years ago. Segregation. Oh, well, you guys got Black History Month out of it. Come on, me. Gave you February. Police shooting. That was 2 weeks. Come on, you still?
Still?
Never forget.
11. Oh, never forget. 9/11. Oh, never forget. That's why this September I'm getting a t-shirt that says All Buildings Matter. Let me see how that works.
Goddamn Michael Che. But I think that's the mark of a great comedian. They can take a topic or a concept that's a bit more difficult to discuss and add new ones to. They can layer that nuance on top of it and make it relatable. So to tie the idea of Black Lives Matter versus the All Lives Matter movement to 9/11 and making that a more generic approach towards, you know, get over it. It's like, you're good, bro. You're fucking good.
I do, one, it's great that it's trending, but I do hate that, like, we're here in a sense of, because it's responding to bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's like doing bullshit to respond to bullshit. Mm-hmm. But can we all agree that this is all bullshit in the first place?
All buildings matter. But this thing, though, I think that we can agree that things are bullshit to a point. But I think what we also have to be able to do is be able to say when we're wrong. So the whole concept of, hey, Black Lives Matter. Okay, that makes sense. It's topical. It makes sense for the moment. All lives matter is being a retort. It's like, no, that's
it doesn't
wrong.
Make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Because you're purposely missing the point. Mm-hmm. So now I got to say some more preposterous shit for you to get the fucking point. Mm-hmm. It's not the same, bro. You can't just say it. Yeah.
I gotta explain the bullshit you saying with some more bullshit. And so now we're just saying like bullshit altogether. Okay.
But that fundamentally chamber is what's wrong with how I think we explain, and this is the anti all buildings matter trend. Do your thing. But that is that's what's fundamentally wrong with how we address this issue ongoing, is that black people are the only people who have to kind of relate to other people in order to make them understand what's going on. When we talk about the Me Too movement, we don't have a relation for men to understand that.
Yeah.
When we talk about, you know,
the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about Judaism. We talk about Islamophobia. Even anything else.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We don't have to break it down to your world to understand.
We just get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
But when it's black people. Yeah. Now
we gotta use marketing tactics and branding.
Yeah,
fucking.
Well, how would you feel?
Some simple shit.
I mean, the issue is that it's not that people don't get it; it's that people are going above and beyond to not get it. It's like you get it, but you've been a dickhead. So, all right. So now I also have to be a dickhead, and now we're just two dickheads, and that's not fun for nobody.
Two dickheads is not fun,
except for Andrew Gilliam.
You know what, you got there before me, and I was definitely trying to get this. I'm like,
what's the tie-in? How do we bring it around?
And that will draw our next.
Devin deboed that joke for me.
You seen that shit? He was ready.
Ready to take that.
Why are we in our creep segment? Y'all want to get into cuties?
Yeah. Oh, is that series? With the girls twerking.
So cuties.
Wait, I didn't know anything about this.
Is it a series or a movie?
That's what
it's
a movie.
It's a movie. It's a movie. Okay. And I didn't know anything about this until Talia told me about it. I was like, wait. What?
So cuties is a, and I have read no articles. Isn't anybody read an article?
Have you guys seen
I'm sure they're scathing.
I know the gist of it because she made a point to point it out so I could tell you everything about it.
You start off and then I'll add on.
So cuties is a series about, I believe it's cheerleading.
It's a movie.
Or it's like a dance.
No, it's like girls doing TikTok videos.
Yeah. Is it a series or a movie?
Is it a TikTok?
I've seen like a fifth of the movie. But it's just like girls doing some type of dance routine, training for something.
That's more my point. Okay. Yes. But it's an event. Yep. There's like so
it's a dance team.
So yeah. So think fucking You Got Served meets Bring It On.
Yep, there
sure.
You go.
Great.
Yeah, perfect. And, but they're not cheerleading.
No, there's more dance.
And the girls are like 11.
And they're like a hip hop. No, they're 10, 11, which is the crux of the issue.
Yeah.
So Netflix put out the marketing materials and branding that went with this. And it was a very like hypersexual short skirt, you know, two piece outfit type. Uh-huh. I mean, these young ladies are 10 and 11 years old. And
I was looking when they said it, but they said came out a couple times, and I would be like cooking.
I'm good.
So I don't know.
I'm good on that.
I don't know if I don't know if it happened or not.
Fine, but the branding.
They said what came out?
11-year-old titties.
No, that's 11-year-old titties. 11-year-old titties.
I hope that didn't.
Exactly. It's also like a child at the pool.
I don't want to get into that. I'm weirded out by that. I'm weird. I feel. I'm squirmish right now. So the marketing materials was all, you know, hypersexual and just kind of like a lot for them to be these like young women. And Netflix pretty much went in and like changed the whole thing, like changed aspects of the script, changed a lot of the branding. Now if you go to Netflix to see it, it's just this one black young lady's face as the cover for the
movie.
It's the cover art for the movie. Because of all of the backlash they received, as a result of the hypersexualizing 11-year-old women. Like, this is the craziest thing in the world.
I watched that preview, you know, like they normally do. It just probably is a preview at Netflix. And it was very disturbing to see 11-year-old girl. I mean, they're twerking.
Well, it's
short skirts on.
I think they were trying to get the culture aspect of it. But I think the thing is, the thing that fucked us up is because, like, they have strong black leads. Like, they have aspects of their business built in that someone should have been like, nah.
This ain't it. This is my understanding of it. I thought that cuties was a social commentary on the hypersexualization of young girls. I thought that was what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you feel like, it's supposed to make you feel a bit uncomfortable. It's supposed to be a bit jarring to say like, hey, these girls are internalizing that they need to be sexual at a very young age.
Yeah, but you're telling the story. You don't necessarily need the poster to submit.
I didn't feel bad about it.
You're telling the story already.
I watched.
But that's the thing though. I think that sometimes I haven't seen it again. I'm mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. a person just like having opinions on things I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. I think that they're saying, in certain stories, when we're telling certain stories and make people want to make people feel a certain way about a thing, sometimes you have to show a bit more for them to kind of understand like the full impact.
I'll give you this example. Have you heard of The Vow on HBO?
Yes, I'm watching
it. I'm watching as well. They don't have Keith Raniere fucking one of the girls on the cover.
They show that searing little Mark
in it.
Hold on, has,
but not as the cover art. You see what I'm saying?
In the movie,
you don't have to cross that line. Tell the story. You don't have to cross the line in the cover art.
But you're saying the issue is the cover art, not the actual piece of content.
Not necessarily the content. The content is telling a story, and I think that it has a place within society right now.
So I haven't seen the entire movie, but I've obviously seen more than you guys. I've seen about a quarter of the movie, and to me, it was like hypersexualized, but it just felt like young girls being hot, and I don't think you can make and by hot in the South to call it being fast.
Which is normal.
Doing a lot. Yeah. Being hot, not like sexually attracted hot.
That's a clear distinction.
I had to make sure.
Thank you for that.
For people to have that slang.
You didn't catch on to it.
No. When she said fast, I got, but hot didn't mean, I'm just like, hold
promiscuous
on.
Promiscuous. Where's the formal term?
Where are you going?
The hot girls. Oh, those girls are hot.
Ain't no fucking at 10 and 11. Cut that shit out.
So,
and the sound there.
So to me, and I think people are worried about pedophilia. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't watch that and become a pedophile. You watch that, you see it like the little girls at the pool, like the little girls doing TikTok videos.
You're a pedophile. You're a pedophile. So
yeah,
that's his
point. I don't think
y'all it's not going to make you into a pedophile watching this. If you are, you might enjoy the movie more.
I don't think that happens. Now it gets a little boring because I feel like I'm an 11 year old girl, and after a while, I'm kind of like I don't want to be.
I've never been an
11
year old girl anymore.
Yeah. I don't really want to do this anymore, so I just leave. So I didn't watch the whole thing, but it just didn't feel that absurd.
I think it has an audience because I feel. I mean,
and I do think there was a big scene that I didn't see. But
oh shit, I gotta see that. But
yeah, I'm good on that.
But when I think to your point, Stu, it's telling a story to an audience. And I think if you are a woman, you're a grown woman, and you have been 11, 12, and probably had these feelings that these girls are, I'm assuming, are expressing in this movie, then you can connect to the, I guess, you know, this is art at the end of the day, and you can relate to that. I think every girl every woman. Okay, let me not say everything.
You are tiptoeing around.
Can you find that Kamala Harris
pussyfooting around? Be sure about your answer, sir.
Be sure about your answer, sir.
Pussyfooting around, boy.
Every girl. Every woman.
Some girls. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, just
4,
okay, 3 girls.
I don't mean every girl. Every woman.
Like, I remember when I was like 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, and especially in the South, women. Girls develop very fast. So I'm also 11, not looking at it now, but women were fully grown back then. Women are a lot faster in the South. I never grew up in the North. But I think that a woman can relate to the times where she maybe have battled that feeling at 12, 13.
What's that feeling?
Well, think about the music that we were listening to when we were in middle school. Mm-hmm. It was Back That Ass Up. Mm-hmm. It was twerking, mm-hmm. hunching. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't even know about hunching today.
Hunching is fucking, by the way, guys.
Hunching is fucking.
Hunching is definitely not fucking.
It's not fucking.
Hunching is fucking.
It's definitely not fucking.
It's grinding your genitalia
always
together.
Always wished it was.
You may have wished you were fucking, but you weren't fucking.
But you see why words mean something?
Yeah.
That's not a universal meaning for a word. That you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, exactly. Just so we're clear. Because every other adult context that I've heard hunching in, it meant fucking.
Oh, no. So hunching would be like prepubescent grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard it used in adult context in terms of fucking.
In adult context, but
when we were
that's the only context because I didn't grow up in the South. You see what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
But when we were 15 and listening to music, we're listening to stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was definitely
like a college song. You guys sound like Joe Lieberman.
There was a lot of pressure to be sexual, to even have sex. Well, there was a lot of pressure in
your experience in puberty. So your body is saying, hey, experience sex.
Yeah, you starting to get some boobs, starting to get little hips.
But I think the issue with, I'm not seeing cuties,
mm-hmm.
but it sounds like in cuties, it's prepubescent sexuality mm-hmm. versus postpubescent sexuality. And that therein lies the issue. Right?
There's a line. Yeah.
I mean,
like if you watch a show right now about teenagers and they're having sex or they're trying
to. Here's my thing.
The point I'm trying to make is that we're looking at it as an adult, but.
No, I get it. But like. In high school, fucking is acceptable.
Yeah.
In my mind.
you know, in middle school, yeah. It's a little that's
blurry. Eighth grade,
it's like because again, 10 and 11, we're talking about fifth grade and sixth grade.
You're just starting puberty.
That's 10 and 11. You're 12 in seventh grade. So yeah, that's this is the age group.
But it's happening.
No. I agree that it's
Fucking at 11.
No,
there are some.
Fine. That's not my point. My point is you can tell the story or you can do the story without the cover art being what it is.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's all I'm saying.
But we literally cannot control them.
No. We're not trying to control them.
I think whatever's happening.
I think we also may be getting away from the point of the story. I mean, again, I have not seen the movie. So this is just all like me just talking on my ass. But it doesn't sound like this movie's about sex. It sounds like girls being sexualized at a young age.
Yeah. I saw the first quarter, and I think there's something that I probably need to see.
In the back
half.
Yeah, but I mean, when you take a look at that, then you look at pageantry in the South that is rampant.
I think same concept. Yeah.
You know, like,
looking.
That is what it is, too.
Close out.
But those posters have full dresses. Not,
I didn't see them, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Okay, so lightning round.
Wait, hold on. We got to kind of talk about this Patti LaBelle. And
well, that was going to be the lightning round.
Oh, okay, cool. I mean.
That was going to be the first one lightning round.
Our fans are going to kill us.
And you get a few more minutes. So you get, I'll give you guys 5 minutes on
do Patti and Gladys like that, bro.
Versus.
So many memes.
Gladys.
I think.
Yo.
Who watched it?
Who was the versus? I forgot who it was.
Who watched it?
I watched it too. I watched the first half of it, I think.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. It was Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle.
I watched it until Lovecraft Country came on.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Of course. I watched In and Out. It was far too much just old ladies talking back and forth.
Did they bring a guest on? I saw a third lady.
Deion Ward.
Deion
Sanders.
I wish Deion Sanders was down there.
Like, right. Y'all look fine if you're not.
Well, they were talking too much in the front, and I ended up leaving.
But the
and then when I came back, it's like they didn't even introduce songs. It's like it was a DJ just playing songs.
I've been around older black women in such a long time that it felt good, right?
Bro, that old auntie
you was
type
with,
dancing
with Aaliyah's mom.
I quarantined in the South for 3 months.
Oh, yeah. So you were over it.
I'm good.
That makes all the sense in the world to me. I was sitting there like, yo, these women are hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like, it made me think, I damn miss my aunties. I want this pandemic to be over so I can all be at the same place.
I agree.
And they can sit around and talk shit.
It was like that.
Cook some food. Yeah, it felt good, bro.
I got to watch it.
It was cookout vibes.
It felt good.
It was cookout vibes with good music. Like live, good music. And it was like, it was the same. The funny thing was, it was the same like shit talking that you would do, except instead of doing it with your aunties, it's like the people that made these iconic songs. Mm-hmm. That you grew up listening to.
They talking about the kids.
You know what I'm saying? You know, these kids today.
They be riding the back.
That's all you would hear from your aunties and your grandma.
It was fantastic, bro. It was good.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too.
And I definitely enjoyed an hour of it.
Yo.
It was perfect.
So who won?
And Bess don't even like the Versus joints. How I know.
Exactly.
That's how I know he really fucked with it.
I am not a fan of Versus at all.
He does not like the joints.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Versus at all. I mean, who won? I don't know. It's all good music.
It was a lot like the Jill Scott.
So everything I've seen, they put out like a tie on it. So Billboard said 775 tie between the two.
And who is it?
775.
But I don't get the score.
So Glass has 7. Patti has 7. They tied 7.
Okay.
Or tied 5. Yeah.
Okay. My they're not even my two favorite from that area. Anita Baker is my favorite from
is
that era.
Is she in that era?
Yeah,
I would think so.
Anita Baker was.
Why do I feel like she was later?
A little
she's
bit
a little
later.
Younger
she's
than
like
them.
Little, she's a little younger than them.
Just a little. Like,
I put Anita Baker in the
like she was like the Drake early, under Wayne. Like she just came right behind.
I put her under the like Tony Braxton, like that next class.
She's before
them.
No,
she's
before
Tony.
Braxton. She's before Tony.
Yeah.
Anita is like 70s.
No, Anita's 80s.
What? No, she's late 70s. Fact check.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like Tony was late.
I feel like Anita would have been a better.
I like seeing Patti LaBelle perform in general, though. Because she always does these really interesting things. Yeah. So she kicks her shoes off.
Anita
she,
Baker's
like,
first album came
like
out in 1983.
So this is mid-80s. Yeah, and Tony's came out in like 89.
Dang.
I want to say.
That's crazy, right? Crack it and hit by N83, so it was a different America.
Yeah, the music hit different.
The music hit different in 83 than it did in 89.
That's what I said. That's why I put them in the same class.
I mean, I think watching the verses, what it reminded me of is like, oh, you don't, like that nurturing energy that older black women give. It's something you can't really.
We're missing.
Yeah, fam.
Like, I almost think like grandmas, those type of, like, when I'm in college, they're not all grandmas, but those type of like older, they're not the same. Like the next generation is going to be different than them. No,
they're grandmas. They were grandmas. They talked about grandmas.
But some people got that generation of like of older black women is gone after them. Like my grandmother and her sisters, like they were born in like the 40s and 50s and lived through Jim Crow.
Yeah.
That generation is almost gone. Like
shit, that's a feat by itself.
I don't know what the grandmas, like the next generation of grandmas, the grandmas that are born in the 80s, like we're going to be grandparents one day. What the fuck we going to be
nah,
like?
But grandmas are younger these days though.
Oh, your grandma like 36. Why you playing?
Yeah.
grandma 41.
Grandmas.
My grandma's like 77. That's young.
Yeah. Mine's my grandma's 70.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a young grandma. That's a young grandma. Yeah,
70, I'm in my 30s and I'm becoming my first girl dad tomorrow.
Okay. What's the next one? Yeah. This guy. Let's get the fuck out of here.
You'll never be a grandfather, bro.
What a drink.
You have to rip out of ovaries.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the lightning round?
Yeah.
All right. We'll use this intro. I beat your ass.
Greedy, bro.
Hey, you want to pass the bourbon there, Michael?
He's so greedy.
I took your bourbon.
He was like, right?
As he sees the bottle like going down, he's like, I'm putting it aside. Yeah, yeah, for my shit.
They not
greedy, bro.
Yeah,
more bourbon. The white man.
I always say
it's convenient for us.
Don't keep on clicking on your computer. Hand us the bourbon.
No, seriously.
You could definitely stall.
Right? Stolen. What I was thinking about next was, hands to the rim, bro. What you doing?
Okay. Lightning round.
Come on, man.
Is this like care, don't care? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing that. All rappers want to be actors. Who is your top three rappers turned actors?
Oh, I actually thought about this.
I'm going Will Smith, Tupac, and Ice Cube.
You know, Lupe Fiasco has a new project coming out on HBO.
That's cool.
Forget the name of it.
What about Childish?
He's really good. He's number four.
He's good.
He's number four.
I have LL Cool J in my top three.
That's good.
LL Cool J.
Any Given Sunday.
Exactly.
Quality.
NCIS. He's been on.
He had a syndicated TV show in the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's success.
Yeah, man. And then there was
Queen Latifah.
Childish is in mine too. No, not Queen.
Are y'all sleep on Queen Latifah?
She does have a lot of.
She's rounding out the five.
Because she got a catalog beyond.
I mean, she was on Broadway, fam. Like, she did it all.
Yeah. A couple movies, Girls Trip.
Yeah, dog.
But she had more than just acting credit on.
I don't think people talk about how great of a career the Queen Latifah had.
She's had one of the best.
Amazing.
I just watched Set It Off the other day, and I was like, yo, she was acting her motherfucking ass off.
She had an amazing career.
Yeah.
Not quite rapper, but Jamie Foxx.
Counts.
Singer.
Yeah. I was thinking Jamie Foxx, but I was also thinking like not a rapper though. That's what the only thing I came up with.
Yeah, yeah. We'll table that because that's an asterisk.
Okay. We're missing somebody.
Because
he deserves a category.
Ultra. Yeah. Yeah, he's on.
Yeah, I agree.
Another EGOT type joint. Like once he decides to do some Broadway shit, he going around his own shit.
You know who I would think would do well, who hasn't really exercised his acting chops yet, is Drake.
Drake.
He's just starting.
We're not giving him that. I don't think he's going back.
You think Drake is going to be that kind of actor?
I think he's pretty y'all funny really on camera.
I don't think he's going back. But his SNL stuff was good though.
It's pretty funny.
Right. Next round, lightning round.
Go ahead.
Announced this week, Kenya Barnes is coming out with an oldish.
Kenya Barnes.
I was like, who is he talking
about? Barnes. You said Kenya Barnes. I'm like,
Barnes, yeah. Like,
so, wait, you're talking about Kenya Barnes.
Barnes. Kenya Barnes, yeah. Got
way, way too much bourbon at this point.
It's cool.
They're
trying to hog it all.
Yeah.
Right.
This is what happens when you hog a bourbon. But Otis is coming out. Where you guys thought on what?
This is Jennifer Lewis, and this is the third spinoff.
So Jennifer Williams.
Jennifer Lewis.
Garnish mixed dish.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lewis.
Hey, man, you milk that cow till it's dry.
You said Jennifer Lawrence.
No, I meant Jennifer Lewis.
Lawrence and Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes. That's why it's confusing.
I don't know. Trust me. I'll follow you.
His name is actually Larry. It's Larry Fishburne.
Larry. I like that. Larry.
That's his nickname.
But he changed
his full name is Lawrence.
Lawrence. I don't know. Anyway.
It's more
prominent. I am not looking forward to this because I do believe that aspect of their consortium now that there's three, four shows, I think mm-hmm. that they should keep it the way that it is. I think they should get rid. Grownish is actually decent. I would get rid of Mixed-ish, and I would get rid of Old-ish. I'm not a
I forgot Mixed-ish ever happened.
So like I respect.
You haven't even seen Old-ish yet.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to see Jennifer Lewis. I don't want to see Jennifer Lewis lead on anything. That's a TV show.
I think she's hilarious.
I think she's great. She is the but most... I think that she is great and additive to the storyline. I think that what that means when they're shooting another show means that they're going to take away from the appearances of the actual show, which made us love Black-ish for what it was.
Yeah.
And I get it because ABC lost Kenya Barris to Netflix. So it's like, okay, well, we going to milk this motherfucking property for as much as we can, which is why Black AF is named Black AF and not Black-ish because he didn't own that. ABC owns it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get them trying to capitalize on the IP that they have. It makes all the sense in the world.
That's true.
But I just don't want them to, you know, dilute the original product that we all kind of know and love.
Which is Black-ish.
Yeah.
Black-ish. I think that.
Because Grownish takes no work. It's like, okay, you're young. Go do your thing.
Take it.
Yeah.
Grownish is easy. I agree with Sue. I think that I can do without Mix-ish. Mixed-ish.
I respect the show. I'm going to be honest, though. Yeah. I do respect the show for the story they're trying to tell and people that are mixed-race individuals in this country and what they deal with and some of the thoughts around that. I think it's definitely pertinent and it's a good kind of glimpse.
Yeah.
I think it could be done better by someone else, personally.
I think that when they lost Kenya and they lost a lot of the I would think naturally they lost a lot of the writers. I think that's why Mixed-ish isn't as strong as it could be. And so, which makes me a bit nervous in terms of Grownish. Not Grownish, Old-ish. And how they approach it.
Yeah. All right.
What I also think they should do is like not call it the Old-ish and call it something else. And it's like,
lightning round. Lady cuts off hand to collect the insurance money.
I don't think.
Times are hard.
Yeah, I don't get what was going on there.
I mean, over-under.
So she it was a workman's.
Makes sense.
Fraud. Like she was working on something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just cut her hand off.
I
don't know how to hustle.
Get some insurance.
I mean, look, times are hard.
Do your thing. Yeah.
But I mean, you got to think what's the best case and the worst case scenario. Worst case is I lose my hand and I get no money.
Which is what it's looking like she's going to end up.
Yeah. Best case, I still don't have a hand
and I got
a couple $1 million. Either way,
scared money don't make no money, man.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I was watching Instagram a couple days ago and so I think.
I was about to say, Mike about to play this, this music on your ass at the Academy Awards.
All right, whatever. All right, go ahead, bro. Brandon Best, since you want to talk.
talking ass. We all want to talk.
Second to last topic. People answering the door at your house, cool or not cool?
I don't answer the door at people's homes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I kind of respect not having to get up and answer my door. If you know, answer my shit.
I'll take it.
Quick story. I'll take it, bro.
Yeah, you got to tell the story, by the way.
I don't really want to tell the story. So, quick story. So, we're at somebody's house. People are, you know, having fun, drinking, and...
Not smoking, though.
No.
People are drinking.
Smoking is illegal. That's
illegal. It's decriminalized. Smoking is illegal.
It's not illegal.
And somebody bangs on the door.
I wasn't ready for that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That bourbon fucking mic up.
Right? Jose.
Okay.
My buddy Jose.
Is it Cuervo or a real Jose?
No, I have a buddy named Jose.
Conseco, because he's
a very interesting guy.
Jose, who is so drunk at this point, his shirt is off. For no apparent reason.
In the spot.
Okay. Jose runs up to the door, opens the door halfway, slams it shut. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was my house. I didn't know what to do. Brandon Best walks up. Hey, no, don't answer the door in anybody's house. They could be an intruder.
I actually really appreciate that, though. Sometimes you got to get cursed out by your friends.
Yeah, like,
what do you do?
They go back and forth for about 60 seconds, at which point that I finally jump in and say, hey, I think you answer the door and shut it in somebody's face.
I think they're still standing out there.
Does anybody want to actually address the door and or tell the owner of the house,
right,
who is nowhere near,
right,
that somebody knocked on the door?
Which y'all probably can tell from the story is, I mean, again, I don't remember
this is
the story
Mike's
at
house.
All. No, it's not Mike's house.
Oh, it's not Mike's
house. What y'all can tell from the story is, as me and Jose are having this whole exchange about opening the door to someone else's house, Mike still has not gone to tell the owner of the home
that
someone's at the door.
I was not involved in this situation.
He's just as part of the problem as we are.
I was sitting to the side.
Got it.
I had nothing to do with the situation. I was enjoying myself.
We're all part of the problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if we... And I had to get out of my situation and come fix theirs. All right. Last time.
You've been holding your chest.
last
fucking way about that for weeks, huh?
Yeah.
That's why I put it on the list.
Last topic for today is another woke issue. White Black Lives Matter protester calls police officer the N-word.
Brandon, this is your topic. I put this in there just for you. My thing is,
guys, all right, I get it. You know, we want to be woke.
You know
we,
what?
We want to move Brandon, the call sport.
I'm going to play it for you.
It was wrong.
How are you going to?
Oh, you got a recording of this?
What did you just say? What did you say to him?
I said to do something.
No, what'd you say after that?
Nigga, with an A.
So,
with an A.
So you're here for Black Lives Matter, but you're using the N-word.
What the fuck are you here for?
No, I'm just curious.
Motherfucker, where did you where
I'm
did
just
you
curious. You're using the N-word, but you're here for Black Lives Matter.
What? You really honestly live in America in 2020,
unbelievable.
But you don't know the difference between a hard ER on the end of the N-word
the hard
and
an
A. So you're saying white people can say that?
Not, I just did.
Oh, not the Boondocks.
Right. Interesting.
Not the Boondocks,
white guy specifically. The one standing over there for hours holding a Black Lives Matter sign.
So that means you can
goofy,
say whatever you want.
White cut.
That means whatever you say, whatever you want.
Trump supporting fool.
Hey, you're the one holding the BLM sign and using the N-word. Wrap that together.
So have you never listened to rap music?
All the wrong supporting arguments. All of them in one skit.
19 million of them have heard rap music at some point. Have you not?
So that means we can say whatever we hear.
Have you heard rap music?
That means we can say whatever we hear.
Have you ever heard it in your life?
That means we can say whatever we hear.
So have you heard rap music? So then you know the difference between an A on the end of that word and an ER.
I'd love to see that.
ER is what people like you say.
Oh, really?
People like you say stuff like that.
I really wish it was a black guy confronting this guy.
Y'all didn't hear it.
I wish we had two things. One, we could play that Boondocks skit. Definitely don't play it now because it's, you know, time, whatever. But
time, whatever.
Because like, stop the madness, right? Can we say stop the madness? Is that a blanket enough statement?
Why not?
Let's stop the madness,
guys. I'm not offended by a white person saying nigga.
It's not for me.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a week to deprogram Trey.
As liberal as I am.
thank you for tuning in to episode 56. 56 of the Someone Would Be Offended podcast. Beautiful, beautiful week. We did not tell you to go to someonewouldbeoffended.com to grab some merch. If you're listening to this point, then I assume that you have bought some merch already.
I owe y'all some money from that last message I put in the end of the podcast.
Right?
You definitely owe a lot of people some money.
A lot of people some money.
thank you. Once again, episode 56 of the Someone Be Offended podcast. I am Mike Summers.
Stu Cornelius.
You got to be best.
T. Hughes.
My pants poster said, we going ultra. Yeah, we going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold the crack. We going occasion, we rose to that. Fuck on postal. We going ultra black. Watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat. This shit poster slap. We going ultra black. We going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, till my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, Grace Jones, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we come in all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Set for the sun, reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Talk with a mask on, the freshest breath.